This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We know, because we've been reporting on it, that this still-happening pandemic and the still-happening economic crisis that it has brought is not affecting all businesses in this economy equally. And there is some new data on that to tell you about. A report from the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, that's their think tank, finds that while small businesses across all groups have taken a hit, Black-owned businesses saw their cash balances drop 26% by the end of March. That's as compared to 12% for businesses on average. Also, early in this whole thing, while revenues were, as I said, falling for all businesses, it was especially bad for companies owned by Asian Americans. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on that one.
COVID-19 drained the cash reserves of small businesses. While Black-owned businesses felt that the most, those owned by Asian people were close behind. Chi Mack is a small business research lead at the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute.
Asian-owned businesses, their cash balances were also down more than 20%, and that's certainly a steeper decline than what we see across all small businesses.
Not all communities track business ownership data by race or ethnicity, so this analysis is limited to a few states. But it matches up with what Robert Fairley is finding in his research, especially earlier in the pandemic. He's a professor of economics at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
I found, for example, in April that 26% of Asian-owned businesses shut down during that month. And then what I found, I also looked at this in May and found that 21% were also closed.
For business owners overall, the drop was 15%. Some of that was just general business conditions when the pandemic hit. Kwa Lei owns K-Vibe Studios in New Jersey.
Boom. And I lost all my corporate contracts. So within about a 2-day to a week span, I lost close to over $500,000.
But he acknowledges in the early days, racism played a role for some Asian-owned businesses as well.
My wife owns a nail salon. When the salons were still open, people would go into the salon and say, "Hey, are you Chinese? Because if you are, I'm not going to do business."
Now that nail salons are open, Lei says people are lining up to get into his wife's shop. And he's pivoted to more virtual video sessions and says his corporate clients are starting to come back. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.